Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And no, it is not a great day because it's the last day for the city of Seattle, despite the fact that there was a certain amount of panic earlier this morning about Mount Rainier. Now, usually Mount Rainier minds its own business. You can see Mount Rainier, not every day by any means. It's about 100 days a year you can actually see it, otherwise surrounded by clouds. Today you can see it, and there are photographs, and there was a viral video that went out this morning from someone over at Como News that made it look like the mountain was about to erupt. Yes, Mount Rainier is a volcano. No one is expecting an eruption anytime soon, but it looked like the mountain was venting, and that there was smoke coming out of it. And the Washington Emergency Management, their verified Twitter account, announced that Cascades Volcano Observatory has confirmed the activity observed at the Mount Rainier summit is lenticular cloud activity and nothing else unusual is occurring. That's it. Videos shown are not what folks think. Okay, if the mountain's not erupting, Seattle parents are erupting because it's actually become national news now. The Seattle public schools that had about 50,000 students, which is the number of people who are served by Seattle public schools, it's a lot of students, were about to toddle off for the first day of school, and this after all of the interruptions and the pandemic. And first day of school canceled. I love the fact that the teachers union says the first day of school was postponed. Okay, we're going to have a first day of school. Let's hope it's tomorrow. And they apparently are making progress in the negotiations. But how stupid is this? I thought you had to be a U.S. senator to be this stupid. I mean, they're talking about another shutdown, government shutdown, unless they can get an agreement soon. And rather than coming up to shutdowns, the deadlines of the canceling the first day of school, for the name of God, why is it not possible to sit down beforehand and negotiate these differences when the differences are largely not even about basic core issues like the teachers' salaries? It's not just that. A lot of these issues have to do with special education and the resources devoted to special ed that's involving students with problems like dyslexia, for instance. This idea of special ed and also multilingual education, and yes, there are kids in Seattle City Schools who need help with English language. And no, it's not just from Spanish language. It's a multitude of languages. It's a diverse city. Here is the report, the latest report from Como News on the Seattle teachers' strike. This is day one. Listen, clip 13.
It's official this morning. There is no first day of school in the state's largest district this morning. Seattle teachers are officially on strike.
We just spoke with the SEA president. She says that teachers will be standing outside every Seattle public school building this morning on strike for what is supposed to be the first day of school. She says that she did not want it to get to this point. They are disappointed that the district is not listening to the teachers, the educators, and what students they think really need. Now, the teachers say say that they will begin that strike at 7:30 this morning, but that the district has the chance to come to the table and talk to them beforehand. FEA educators say they are fighting for student support, reasonable workloads, and respectable pay from SPS. And we've stood outside with teachers at several other events leading up to this moment who say keeping kids out of the classroom is not ideal, but it is what needs to be done to fix what's broken. When asked how long they will strike, this is what they said to me just moments ago.
I hope not. I mean, that's really up to SPS. They have the power to come to the table and to invest in our students and what they deserve.
Okay, again, to invest in our students and what they deserve, this is the way that the PR is going forward for the teachers. In the Seattle Times, the front page of their online edition, they have United for Our Students, and then it has the Seattle Education Association. Seattle educators are fighting for, and this is on the front page above where it says Seattle Times, multilingual and special education supports, sustainable workloads, caseloads and class sizes, higher wages, particularly for lowest paid staff. By the way, I looked it up. The beginning salary, the lowest salary you get as a Seattle teacher is $63,000 a year, given the fact that it's 180 days of work days and that there is a great deal of time off, and then there are in session days that you come in. It's honest to God, it's gotten so much better. They gave a great increase based upon prior threats of strikes. And the idea that with all of the city's other problems, very prominently the great rise in crime and murder and shootings, and the homelessness everywhere, the inability to paint over the graffiti that is everywhere and is depressing people from ever wanting to even go downtown. The idea that Seattle teachers, the base salary for public school teacher, according to the Seattle Times, is ranges from $50,496 to $73,000, with the average base salary of $60,458. Elsewhere in the Seattle Times, they list a higher number. In any event, the point is that, look, shouldn't the teachers be celebrating a little bit because Joe Biden is just handing them a lot of money? No, really, the idea that virtually every teacher has a college degree, many of them are people who hold student loans, and that is a reality. And frankly, this is a great giveaway that President Biden is doing for basically political purposes, it seems to me, entirely. There's a piece today, we're going to be talking about it, concerning how the entire approach to student loans gets the problem wrong. The problem that we have is too many people who aren't teachers or who aren't necessarily people who are working as social workers or working in anything else. Too many people are going out there into college who are not meant for college, where it doesn't pay off for them. Where it doesn't work. Speaking of things that don't work, there is a question on the table concerning not only the very serious matter of the nuclear reactor at Zaporizhia in Ukraine, where the UN is trying to persuade the Russians to do something to allow this reactor to remain more secure. But the question of the core here is that with all of the American money and all of the American support, is Ukraine winning? And what about those people who think that a Ukrainian victory would actually be a bad thing? Well, there are some people like that on the extreme left and on the extreme right. We will be talking about that matter with Dr. Charles Lipson. We're also going to be talking about people working for a living and what they earn. We'll be talking to Nick Eberstadt, who is the author of Men Without Work. It's an epic-making book from 2016. There's a new edition that actually addresses the post-pandemic realities. And then we're going to also speak with David Frum about the state of the midterm elections and the danger of falling into a trap set by Joe Biden. That and more coming up on a busy day on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll be right back.
Ed Show. Yes, Seattle educators are on strike today after negotiating late into the night, Tuesday night, with classes postponed in the state's largest school district on what should have been the first day of the school year. Over in Kent, Washington, which is a larger school district than I had would have expected, they have over 20,000 students, apparently. They have settled their strike, but they were starting school earlier, and they had 8 days out on strike. Now that is settled, and they are going back to work. Teachers, paraprofessionals, and certificated teaching staff began picketing at their schools at 7:30 a.m. this morning. They'll stay on the picket lines until 3:30 p.m. each day until the educators ratify a contract agreement. And they are reporting the teachers' unions that there are people who passed the picket lines in front of schools and honked to show their support. And no, this has nothing to do with the movie that was out, released on Friday, called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. You're not honking necessarily for teachers. And there are a certain number of people I have from eyewitness reports who passed by and were shouting at the teachers and not shouting their support. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Ron in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the air. Hey, Ron, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm a little perplexed here. Last time I checked, it was against the law to strike in the state of Washington. So I'm just kind of curious, where's the injunctions? Where's the lawsuits? Where's the American public going up to the schools and the union demanding that all the teachers that voted for this, they're all complicit in this? They should all be charged with conspiracy and a crime. They're committing a crime.
You don't really believe that even if you could somehow persuade public officials to try to criminalize a teacher strike, that this would be a good way to put the school back together and get it back operating to serve parents and to serve the community?
Yeah, I believe that the law is the law, and either we get rid of the law or we get rid of the union, because you can't have both of them occupying the same space.
Okay. Again, one of the things about the city of Seattle that in the many years since 1996 that we have been here, is this is a strong union town. This is, by the way, the only city in the country that was such a strong union town. It once had a general strike, only place in America. That was in 1919. And from Washington Policy Center, which is a conservative voice and the conservative source of information and perspective, we'll be speaking with them tomorrow. They say that as for the legality of teacher strikes, Washington judges consistently issue this ruling. As public employees, the defendants have no protected right to strike under Washington law and are currently engaged in an illegal strike against the district. But basically trying to enforce that law and to put penalties on the teachers for conducting a strike makes it, it seems to me, much more likely that you'll have a very long-term disruption on this issue. What they're striking about is also strange, and I think it's going to be difficult for a lot of people to understand. One of the spokespeople for the Seattle Education Association, the teachers' union in town, is named Liz Ruiz Puyana. She is a consulting teacher, and she talks about why they are striking during a rally outside the John Stanford Center for Educational Excellence. That's the school district headquarters in Seattle. This is from yesterday. Listen.
Today, we are rallying in front of the John Stanford building that's behind me. And the reason we're doing that is because we would like a contract now, please.
we feel the urgency. We're supposed to start school tomorrow. We want to be with our students, so we need a contract now. We need a tentative agreement. The bargaining team is working really hard right up there. You might have seen them yelling from the windows. SPS needs to step up. Give us a TA.
Okay, again, they had all summer, right? I mean, teachers do get off during the summer. Between the school district and the teachers union, was there some reason that you couldn't actually get together and work out these differences and come to some kind of compromise or some kind of deal? You know you're going to get there eventually. I mean, honestly, the required days of work, it's 180 days a year. That means you work less than half the time. You can do the math. Other schools and other school districts, not just in the state but around the country, managed to put together contracts so that you wouldn't have to cancel the first day of school. And that's a big deal. Right now, the oldest of our granddaughters is just starting kindergarten in our local public school, which is, thank God, not on strike. But I know how excited she was at age 5 and how excited her parents was and her little sister excited. And you know, the first day of school should be a nice and a happy thing, not talking about throwing teachers in jail or the inability to reach contract settlements. Teachers have been negotiating with the district for months, says the Seattle Times, with leadership mainly focused on pay increases and support for special education and multilingual students. Seattle joined Kent as the only other major school district in Washington on strike at the start of the year after 8 days of missed classes in the Kent School District, which has an enrollment of over 20,000 students. The Kent Education Association said it reached a tentative agreement with the district early this morning. Between coronavirus outbreaks, spotty school bus service, and staffing shortages, the strike is one more in a long line of school disruptions that have become commonplace since the start of the pandemic, all of which pose the biggest hardship for working class families. And one of the things that they are doing, which I think is a reasonable thing for frustrated parents, is they are still making school lunches that kids would normally get, that is available and being served and offered at schools around the country. To put some of our problems, including even the problems of energy breakdown and an energy apocalypse down in California, we will get to that. But putting it all in perspective, you could be living in Ukraine. And what about the actual chance of Ukraine winning the war? What would that mean? Why would that be a positive development for the United States? We will get right to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Professor Charles Lipson. He's a professor emeritus at University of Chicago, frequent contributor to Real Clear Politics, The Spectator, Newsweek, American Greatness Magazine, Wall Street Journal, and more. And his piece today is called Ukraine Turns the Tables on Russia. And it's kind of refreshing to read because it tells a story, as the subtitle indicates, that the defender goes on the offense. When you say turns the tables on Russia, Charles, do you really believe that there is a possibility for Ukraine to win this war, after all, with all of the American and allied help that has been provided?
Yes, I do, as long as we keep giving them that help. And as I think the frontline European states are too. Germany has been dreadful. France has been okay. The UK has been excellent. But the main thing is not only the courage of the Ukrainian fighters, but the extraordinary intelligence of their war plan. I'm calling the fight for Kherson, which is the southern region just above Crimea, the third phase of the war. And I think they've got a good chance of winning it. But I would just say one more thing. When you said the question of what winning means is going to be
And presumably what it means is that I believe the Russians now occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory. If they don't get all of it back, winning means at least they get most of it or much of it back, doesn't it?
It does, but it's hard to see how a government, a democratic government in Kyiv, could stand if it agreed to anything more than kind of a ceasefire. It can't permanently give back that territory and stand. On the strategic side, I think unless not only Putin falls, but his whole regime falls, they will just be trying to prepare for another assault. They'll certainly try to destabilize any government that exists in Ukraine, so it's important to push them out all the way, really.
One of the things that I heard last night, actually, in conservative media, and I was kind of shocked to hear it, was for the first time people speaking very negatively about President Zelensky, who generally has been treated like a hero in much of the world, I think appropriately so. I mean, clearly what he has achieved so far in terms of Ukrainian resistance has been remarkable. But basically there was the idea that he was somehow controlling Joe Biden, and that he was giving Joe Biden his plans for establishing an American dictatorship like Zelensky's dictatorship. Do you think there is any indication of a rising tide of anti-Ukrainian sentiment in segments of the American populace?
Yes, there is, and it's very disturbing, and I think it's wrong. The leading voice really is Tucker Carlson, but there's an isolationist dimension that was always present in Trump, and it's always been present on the American right. If I can be a professor for a minute and go back to the history of the Republican Party, Dwight Eisenhower won the Republican nomination in 1952 because he was a war hero, but the man he beat out, Mr. Republican Robert Taft from Ohio, was actually an isolationist. And I think that the weakness, Biden has shown a number of weak elements in this fighting. They made a dreadful mistake in not arming Ukraine before the war. They knew Russia was building up, and if they had armed them before, there was a chance they could have deterred the invasion or defeated it much more quickly. Biden then was very reluctant to say that he wanted Ukraine to win, and the U.S. has been very slow in delivering a lot of the weapons. So there is a kind of reservation on the left as well, and I think the further left, all they really want to do is strip the military budget, as Barack Obama did, and devote all that money to welfare programs. So they're more expansionist. They do believe in a kind of world order, and so does a lot of the Republican Party. But and the Republican Party, of course, a la Reagan, believes in a strong defense, which means an alliance not only with NATO, but now in the Western Pacific with Japan and South Korea and Taiwan and Australia and in India to some extent. But I think that there is this isolationist movement, and I think it's very disturbing. And I think one of Biden's weaknesses, Michael, is that he's never really made the case to the American people about why we need to support Ukraine.
Well, again, it's he has a lot on his plate, but one of the reasons that is most obvious, it seems to me, and we've talked about this with a number of spokespeople who are concerned profoundly with the security of Taiwan. If Putin succeeded in crushing Ukrainian independence, Wouldn't that be a very clear signal to the Chinese communists that they will get a free pass to conquer Taiwan?
I completely agree with you, and I've been saying that since the very beginning of the invasion. But I think I think partly it's that we want to support freedom in Ukraine. Partly it's that we don't want to allow an expansionist dictatorship to take over Ukraine, because the next threats would be to the Baltic countries, which are very close to St. Petersburg, and to Poland and Romania. But it's also true that it would be sending a signal to these dictatorships, like the Chinese communists, that they can not only get away with an invasion, but that the most powerful nation in the West would not come to the aid of its allies.
Meanwhile, there is another question about the policies of the Biden administration. While there is more aid flowing to Ukraine, and I think you and I agree that that is a good thing, it is a positive thing, there are many, 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 many more times that aid flowing to paying off college student debt here at home, something that you've referred to as a political bribe. So sometimes the problem with bribes is that they work. And I'm going to continue the conversation with Charles Lipson, who knows all about academia. And why is it that it is so impossible to rein in some of the costs of America's elite universities, like the great institution where you taught for many years, the University of Chicago? We will be right back to talk about that, and to talk about how you defeat or at least overcome a crude and honestly insulting to the intelligence political bribe to people who are having a difficult time, or sometimes even not having a difficult time, people who have neglected at least so far to pay off their college loans. And what does it mean to people in the future who may be taking out new loans for their university's education? There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Jason Riley that says the core issue here is we're sending too many young Americans to college. We'll get a perspective on that and more from Professor Charles Lipson of... History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gibson cites the timeless parable that if you rob Peter to pay Paul, you can count on Paul's vote because he'll appreciate the money. Okay, that's the political axiom, he writes, at the crux of Joe Biden's decision to forgive vast quantities of student loan debt. Now, the original estimate of how much student loan debt was $300 billion, but it's actually much more than that, isn't it, Professor Lipson?
That it is, and I would just say this: if the axiom is that you can rob Peter to pay Paul, you can expect Paul's vote. It looks like Peter is pushing back and pushing back pretty hard, and for good reason. There are many values to going to college, one of which is that for nearly all majors, not all, but for nearly all majors, even after you pay all the tuition and everything, you're expected to earn a lot more lifetime income than the current cost of college. That being so, people, it makes sense rationally to go ahead and borrow money so you can earn more in the future. But what has happened is colleges have now been riddled with administrators. There are many, many times more administrators than there were even in the 1990s or early 2000s. Partly, they're there to make sure that diversity, equity, and inclusion and all of that are being attended to. And partly they're there to comply with the big labyrinth of rules that the federal government imposes. But these are not people who are teaching your children. These are, in many cases, just a dead weight loss. And there's just a basic question of fairness here. Why should an electrician or somebody who actually paid off her college loans pay for somebody who didn't?
And what does it say to people who are taking out new college loans? In other words, what's the message there? Wouldn't somebody who's just starting college now, and we have a lot of friends with kids who are just beginning college, wouldn't somebody be reasonable to assume, oh, sooner or later we'll take out a loan, it'll take some time, and then there'll be another loan forgiveness?
Yes, this is what's called moral hazard. And I'll give you a good example that comes from another area. Ronald Reagan basically tried to say that all the people who had come in illegally had a free pass to stay in the United States. And then he said, but this is the last time. But nobody can believe it's the last time. Others can continue to come over in hopes that they will receive the same kind of treatment. Another example would be if you own a building and it's worth $1 million, and you can insure it for $5 million, you don't have a lot of incentive to protect it against fire. You know, you may have the moral integrity not to burn it down yourself, but that doesn't mean you'll hire a night watchman. And the same thing is going to be true if you start forgiving loans. And it's not just that they're forgiving the $10,000 or $20,000 in loans. They've capped the amount that you'll have to repay at 5% of your income. They've deferred any repayment until after this election. Gee, I wonder why. All of it is designed to get millennials to vote Democratic in the November election.
Okay, there a piece I mentioned by Jason Riley, which is outstanding. I hope we can speak to him about it. The headline of the piece in the Journal today is Student Loan Forgiveness Raises a Basic Question About College. And he writes, the College for All advocates note that degree holders tend to earn more, but the economist Richard Vedder explains in his 2019 book on higher education, Restoring the Promise, first you must graduate. And 40% of the people who now attend college do not finish. Moreover, college graduates with poor academic performance graduating in the bottom quartile, the bottom 25% of their class, earn roughly the same after graduation as high school graduates. These former college students must then pay back student debt with earnings equivalent to those of someone with only a high school diploma. Does that sound persuasive to you?
It does. I haven't looked at the underlying data, but my own view is that the United States in the 19th century was the first developed country, or developing at that time, to make free high school available to everybody. And that was because we thought at the time that people needed more education. Now, there is no free lunch. If you go to high school, that meant you couldn't work as much time on the farm, or you couldn't do other things. So you were paying what's called an opportunity cost. But I think we need grades 13 and 14 now. And that's what I think community colleges can do. And if you had taken the money that President Biden is, I think, unconstitutionally trying to give to people who borrowed money. I think money in our Constitution has to be voted by the Congress, and this is not. But if he had proposed to the Congress that we put a lot more money into community colleges and that we make available to any adult who is illiterate or semi-literate and wants adult education to bring those skills up to par, he could have easily paid for that with all the money that he's devoting to people who went to college, may not have graduated, decided they would major in the what we used to call basket weaving but is now called gender studies, and he could just do a lot more instructive things with the money.
Yes, there is that. Do you think we have generally a problem with trying to send everyone to college? Should that be addressed by the idea that you're putting forward of grades 13 to 14, that community college should be a goal but not necessarily beyond that?
Well, California California got this right in the years after World War II. Clark Kerr, who later became the president of the University of California, set up the University of California system as he anticipated the baby boom coming through. So you can go to a community college in California and your two-year credits transfer. That's true in Florida because I know people who went to community college there, and Valencia Community College, for example, and you can transfer all your credits immediately to the University of Central Florida and so forth. But they also set up what are called teaching colleges. University of Central Florida would be one, and that's going to be different from the University of Florida at Gainesville, which is a major research university. So I think we ought to make all of these available to people, and we ought to let people decide. I don't want to I think we've got too much government telling people what they ought to be doing and giving people kind of powerful incentives to do what the government tells you to do. And instead, I'd like to let people make their own choices.
What a concept. It's called an American concept. It's something that Charles Lipson has spent a long and very distinguished career teaching. His most recent commentaries are going to be posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, and you can also reach Professor Lipson at Charles Lipson, L-I-P-S-O-N, .com. That's relatively easy. All of a sudden, we have a situation where there are jobs available, the unemployment is blessedly low, but nobody seems to want to work. That situation got vastly worse during the pandemic. What can government do? What can the country do to turn that around? Nick Eberstadt has been a leading writer on this subject. He did a classic book that was profoundly influential called Men Without Work. Now he has a follow-up, Men Without Work, the post-pandemic edition. We'll talk about that and how do you restore the enthusiasm for the work ethic, the idea that an honest day's work was one of the best things you could do. That and more in terms of the future for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.